So it's 8:30 in the morning, as usual. It's not that early, I suppose, but me and Heidi are up eating Guernsey cake and tea for breakfast.
Guernsey gosh, sorry.
And the reason we're here, more than anything, is we're staying with my grandmother, who was born here, and my mother was born here, and my aunt lives here, and a lot of old elderly relatives live here, so we do have a strong connection with the islands. And people are getting older and older and older, and eventually there won't be anyone here at all from our family. So we're trying to reforge that connection with the history of this place and our family, my mum's side of the family. So we've brought our children, Heidi and Sunny, over for the very first time.
It's been good so far.
Well, Heidi's just going to tell you a little bit about Guernsey and her impressions, the impressions of an eight-year-old for Guernsey. Over to Heidi.
In Guernsey, there's quite a lot of, sea's always around you, and you can always be not near the sea for a minute, but then you think you aren't, but you always are, because you'll never be not next to the sea. And then it's quite nice, because a Nanny Jean's house is right literally next to the, you cross a road, and then you're literally right next to the sea. So every morning and, well, evening, there's really nice beaches there. So we go there every night and day. It's really nice. And then there's also lots of French markets and things. And there are also quite a few pretty gardens with lots of flowers, because they also sell vegetables out, so you would have to put money in this money box and you would get to take some tomatoes, vegetables. And then on Sark, it was just really lovely, because it's paradise to birds. And well, you can do anything you want there. And there's some really nice walks, and you get to ride on bicycles around the street. So I was cycling with Dad. Sunny and Mum were sitting on... Mum had a bike, and Sunny was sitting on the... It's like a little seat. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like a little seat thing. So it's like a seat strapped to the end of the bike, and he just sits in there and does no pedaling. And when we got to the restaurant, he just said, "Oh, I'm so tired." And we all said, "Tireder than pedaling, because I don't think you've been pedaling all day, because his legs aren't long enough to pedal, so he did no pedaling, or he did all the work." And everyone was saying, "Oh, you're the king. No, you don't have to do any pedaling."
There you go.